A common symptom that men will develop in their 30s, 40s, and 50s is that when they urinate and relax after they've finished, some drops will come up. And this is a sign that the prostate gland possibly is enlarging. Unfortunately, they get scared when they hear about prostate problems because they think it's cancerous. But the two are different. So the cancerous one is very rare in comparison to the frequency of the dripping issue in the enlarged prostate. So let's examine where this could come from in a point of how I could help someone from neural organization technique. If we have a cranial injury when we're young, hit our head or did whatever, and I've explained this in my videos, which people can go back to refer to, what the body's wisdom does is says, I've lost this program now to hold my head up. I need somebody to reset it and do the treatment. But until that day comes, I have to find a backup system so to hold my head up. So what it does is it turns down the force going or the electrical force going to feed the muscles of the front of the body and puts all the power at the back. And so we are in this fight flight state, and with the weakened nerve supply to the front system, that weakens everything in the chest muscles, which transfer down to the stomach muscles and the abdominal muscles, and that presses extra weight or responsibility onto the lowest systems in the pelvic floor, which is your bladder and your prostate gland in men. So the bladder will show signs of needing to be voided more frequently. So the guy will just say, oh, it's because I drink a lot of water, that's why I have to pee so much, but possibly not. And the other symptom is from the very early age, they don't know it, but the weak abdominals are causing pressure onto the prostate gland. So like a bodybuilder that you put an extra 10 pounds of pressure on him, those muscles are going to get larger. So the response of the prostate gland with this extra weight of the abdominal weakness is to slowly enlarge. And then one day that goes on for 10 years, 20 years possibly, and then one day it starts interfering with the tube where the urine flows out of, called the urethra. And then they have the symptom that I explained about the dripping. So the correction and the way to fix this is, in our approach, is to correct the cranials, the cranial injury, and reset that program, disarm the jaw, then release the tailbone, which is how we get out of defense, as explained in my videos. And then the body now says, I am safe to start supplying power to the front muscles as well as the back muscles, but equally. And that starts to lift off the weight of the abdominal cavity. And that over some time, and it's very short, usually within weeks to months, the prostate will shrink back down to its normal size because it doesn't have the cause of the problem still in the background.